Hello! Welcome to the last episode of 2020, people. It's episode 19 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And it's Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, you guys know that we love talking to you about the hottest K-topics, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, and everything in between.
Yeah, so if you'd like to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can follow us on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of any of the hot topics, interesting news, or tea that she feels like spilling that's happened in the past week or so. So Shanice, what you got?
All right, so first and foremost, no static, that's what I'm saying. See you next year. Okay. So let's start off with the whole Taeyeon and Ravi dating rumor. Don't know if you heard about this. Girls' Generation's Taeyeon and VIX's Ravi were reported to be dating, in quotation marks. I did this like you guys can see me doing quotation marks. But anyway, on the 27th of December, Joy News 24 reported that Taeyeon and Ravi have been dating for a year. A source close to both of them explained that Taeyeon and Ravi were introduced to each other through a mutual friend about a year ago. According to Joy News 24, Ravi and Taeyeon were spotted entering Ravi's house on Christmas Day. Ooh, ah. Oh. Ravi's agency, Groovelin, I think that's how you say it. I could be wrong. There's a one in it. There's a lot going on in this title, in the name. But anyway, Ravi's agency stated that this is the first time that they've heard of a so-called relationship. The two are just close colleagues who have become close after working together. Please refrain from releasing speculative articles, and please keep a lookout for more activities from Ravi in the future. Taeyeon's agency, SM Entertainment, said they are only close colleagues who work on music together. The reason why I laugh at this is because Ravi is the CEO of his own agency. So just the statement alone just tickles me. I don't think they're going out. I just think that they're friends. And so what if you see two people go into each other's house, someone's house on Christmas? They might just want to spend time with each other on Christmas.
Imagine business. The funniest part about all of this for me was the statement from Ravi's company, where it's like, mind your business, don't make false accusations and blah, blah, blah. And stan Ravi. Like,
yeah, basically. Listen, you promote when you can.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Moving on. So CLC's Elky submits a request to terminate her contract with Cube Entertainment. So on the 25th of December, an online source revealed that Elky from CLC has requested a legal termination of her contract with Cube Entertainment due to their poor treatment of her as an artist. Yikes. According to the translation of the letter, Elky's legal team wrote that Elky actively fulfilled the responsibilities according to the contract and that the company have violated multiple terms and conditions by collecting her entertainment and acting income without clearly revealing the details. The letter also reveals, due to the company's change of management, they've informed CLC members that they will no longer support CLC's group development in 2020, which is wild to me. Yeah, I know. So CLC's last comeback was about 3 months ago with Helicopter, and I completely forgot about that. But to be honest, ever since G-Idol debuted, that's their main group, and they don't really care about CLC anymore, to be honest.
That's just me.
Cube Entertainment has not made any statements regarding the situation, but since the letter was published by Elky's lawyer, fans are certain that the letter is true and valid. So, I don't know. I feel like if she leaves, I feel like the end is very close for CLC. It feels like Cube's waiting for their contract to be up. And last but not least, fans are worried about GOT7's future. On the 23rd of December, it has been reported that Jin-Young and BH Entertainment recently held meetings to discuss a potential exclusive contract. It must be noted that BH Entertainment are an acting entertainment company, and Jin-Young just may want to continue to pursue that. He cannot pursue that at JYP because the JYP actors division is no longer active. So it actually makes sense that he's sourcing out. Yeah. Anyway, Jin-Young made his acting debut in 2012 in Dream High 2 And then he debuted as a singer in the same year with JB for the JJ project. And then they re-debuted in 2014 in GOT7. A source from BH Entertainment stated, "I have not heard anything about an exclusive contract, but they did not deny about having a meeting with Jin-young." JYP Entertainment says that they're still discussing variety of possibilities with the members regarding the direction they will take in the future. Many argue they want GOT7 to re-sign elsewhere because they believe that JYP is...
I really doubt that's going to happen.
Basically, their contract is up January 2021, so they're all in contract.
Yeah.
Negotiations at
they're
the
probably,
moment.
I'm pretty sure they'll probably just like re-sign, maybe go for like another year or two.
Yeah, I feel like they will re-sign. Yeah. I don't know, unless they all sign under Jackson.
Team Wang.
But then as someone else stated, they do move, they may not have the rights to the name GOT7, so they might have to like rebrand and stuff. Other groups whose contracts are meant to expire next year are Red Velvet, Mamamoo, Winner, and Lovelies. I think there are more, but those are the four that I can remember off the top of my head. So in those four, I don't know about Winner, like,
because they're not that active.
Yeah, I know. Are two of them in ARMY? Two of them, I think, at the moment.
I think so. Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they'll wait for everyone to enlist. I don't know. Anyway, that's the end of Hot Topics. But just before I end that, some of the big stories of this year have been Mina outing ex-bandmate Jimin and the whole bullying saga. Ooh. That was really big. Another big one that I remember is Irene being rude to a stylist. That was a really big one. Another one that was fun that I had to just throw in was, it's not fun, but... the whole smoking saga with Lucas and his cigarette box.
Oh,
and then Jungwoo was thrown into the mix as well from NCT. So Hot Topics. So yes, that's the end of Hot Topics of the year. If you want us to speak about any stories in the next new fresh year, then email us at howyout@gmail.com or you can DM us at How You Edge You. Moving on, and it's time for Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, tea, stories. And again, if you want to submit a dilemma, unpopular opinion, then send it to howyout@gmail.com. That's howyout@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on our socials. So Shay, for the last time this year, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion is the amount of views that K-pop idols get on YouTube does not determine their popularity. Album sales, reputation, awards, etc. are based on popularity. Thoughts and feelings.
But it could be argued there's certain awards that... I guess, you're right. It's based on popularity because if fans are voting. But then that doesn't really mean that... unpopular opinion, that doesn't mean they deserve that award. Just throwing it out there. And when they say reputation, what do they mean?
Lots of good questions. I don't know. I guess so. I know that there are some groups that maybe aren't as big or like the biggest groups in the K industry that do really well in terms of views on YouTube, and their fans really support them online and stuff. But they might not do the best in terms of album sales. I guess creating like a big reputation for themselves.
I understand.
So through that lens, I can get that.
It's a hard one. I don't know why this is so hard. It's quite straightforward. Obviously, for a group to thrive, they need money. And contrary to popular belief, K-pop fans are broke, you know. Maybe it's more of if they're popular internationally and not domestically. Maybe that's more of a argument, because you might think, oh, this group's really big, but then you go to Korea and you're like, oh my god, I love blah blah blah, and they're like, who's that?
You're right, it can depend on like where they're popular, because some groups may only like predominantly be based in Korea and like don't really tour or go anywhere else, but they have like maybe a huge following in the UK or in America.
Yeah.
So they're not really going to be making money from those fans in terms of like concerts and things like that. I guess we agree somewhat.
I guess.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like we just made that really complicated than it had to be. So sorry. Anyway.
Okay, so the next one is, just because two idols are close friends does not mean that they need to be shipped together.
Yes.
Period.
I feel like we need to talk to certain news outlets about this. Like the whole Ravi thing. It could be, but that ain't none of my business.
It's really either. Not. No.
But yes, we agree.
Okay, so the next unpopular opinion is, they can date, you're not their boyfriend/girlfriend. Stop saying opa, it's cringy.
We agree.
I get like when you're supporting someone, you can feel really close to them, or like especially in K-pop, there are so many different facets in which idols and groups put themselves out there to try and get closer to fans, and they might tell you like a ton about their life and whatnot, but you have to remember that you don't know these people. So don't overstep.
Exactly.
And you don't own them or like don't claim
but them. I also think as well that is an issue with companies as well, because I feel like some of them really push that boundary. Yeah. And it's down to the company as well to protect their artists as well, especially with certain fan meets and, oh, I can Google this person and know how broad their shoulders are. For why?
I think one of the things that really shocked me when I first got into K-pop was like, one, the amount of information that is just like on the shelves. Like, you won't be looking for this. But they're like, yeah, like this cousin that lives here, my house is around the corner. Like, they're giving out their address basically. And I was like, what? Or even like the baby pictures of people that would circulate. And I'm just like, where did y'all get this from?
Yeah, so saying Oppa as well, because especially, no, just stop.
And what I've seen, which is like really bad, like the word Oppa is used by Koreans to either refer to an older brother or like an older friend or your boyfriend or something like that. And even now, some Koreans feel uncomfortable using that word because of like the stigma that people have created around it and finding it cringy and stuff. So don't do that. Okay, moving on. Our very last unpopular opinion for today is, also, I feel bad for East Asian people when people keep comparing them to K-idols. People say things like, oh my gosh, you look like so-and-so, or do you listen to blah, blah, blah? Like, chill.
Yeah, it's a bit cringe, not gonna lie. I think I see it a lot on, like, TikTok.
Yes.
Like, it's just a random East Asian person living their best TikTok life. Someone's like, oh my God, you look like... They actually look nothing like that person.
I think it's worse when they look nothing like that. Because at least if there's a resemblance, like you still need different. To see everything that goes through your mind. But it's justifiable. But these people look nothing.
Nothing.
It's like, no, imagine like, I don't know, you on TikTok. And you might be flattered, but it'd still be random. Like people just trying to pinpoint and say, oh, like you look like Rihanna, you look like Beyonce, you look like just all these random other black people. And it's like, okay.
Do you know what I used to get when I was in school? And it was really weird. My part of my last name is Brown, right? I would get, oh my God, are you related to Chris Brown? What? Are you all right? Brown is such a common Brown is such a common surname. Or I would get when I find out that half of my family's from Barbados, oh my God, do you know Rihanna? You're right. Like, that's so random.
Oh my God. I never got like anything to do with my name. But funny enough, you just made me remember. I think, what was it that came out? That Rihanna song. Oh, I can't remember the song. I think Drake was in the music video or in the song or something.
Work?
When Work came out. Yeah, when Work came out. And then people, because I'm like half Caribbean, I'm like half St. Lucian. And people come to me and ask me to like translate what she was saying.
Oh, translate.
And I was like, what? Like, that's so random and odd. Like, one is not the same. We're not from the same location. Two, you could Google it and it, everything she was saying, you could understand.
Yes, just stop doing that, please. It's not. Yeah.
No.
It's not it.
Yeah, so now that was all of our unpopular opinions. We don't have a dilemma this week. We just wanted to leave some time for some other stuff we're going to go on to very, very soon. But do remember that you can email us any dilemmas, stories, requests, or unpopular opinions to halut@gmail.com or DM us on social media.
Yes, so now that we're rounding up, we're going to kind of switch up onto radar. We're going to reflect and look back on the year 2020. We do have a few... like four I guess, four topics that we'll go through. Mm-hmm. Some of you guys have been interacting on our socials, so we may mention some of the stuff that you have mentioned as well. But if there's anything that we have missed out, use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, get involved in the conversation, all that good stuff. All right, so should we get into it, Shay?
Yes.
Okay, so first we're going to start off with Shay. Yeah, who were your, like, top debuts, top rookies of 2020?
I think I kind of cheated on this one.
Okay, so, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm just going to read off the back of my hand. My favorite debut, quote unquote, was Kai's solo debut.
That's fair. That's fair. Debut.
Just put out there, like, Kai, one of my favorite solo debuts. Shotro debuting in NCT. Love it. Still trying to work out them adoption papers, but it will come through, okay?
So dumb.
And who else was a good debut? I had one more. I think, what's his name? I think his name's Kino in P1 Harmony.
Yes, something you're talking about.
Him, because I need to listen to more of their music. I feel bad. I haven't listened to their music, but he radiates very Bob energy when I see clips of him on TikTok. So he can sit with us. So yeah.
Okay, so my top, I only got two. Mm-hmm. One is a girl group called Secret Number. Ooh. And got that boom. That was cute. And another one is Sum, but they spell Sum with an X, X-U-M. I've mentioned them before because I've rinsed their song Dalala, Dalala, Dalala. That is a bop. I said, is this a song that was reminiscent of Sierra's Level Up for me?
Okay.
Vibes. So I was like, yes, I just rinsed that song. They need to come back. Just before we move on, and you may want to jump in as well, what other people have mentioned is DPR Ian.
Yes.
He debuted. Won her solo debut, as you said, Kai as well. And a girl group called Stacy, Espa, and Treasure as well.
Ooh.
Did you have any other ones?
I think most of the ones that I got were pretty much the same. There were quite a few Espas, people really feeling them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there have been some really good debuts. Also, Treasure, did you mention them?
I mentioned Treasure. So moving on is top song or songs of 2020, Shay?
Well, my top song, quite predictable. Sorry, guys.
Oh, here we go.
Kai's and my second top song was Make a Wish, both the Korean and English version.
Not the English version.
You can listen to the Korean version with your family, but listen to the English one when you're alone. That's all I'm saying.
I'm so done. Mine were Blue Hour by TXT. That is a bop.
Yes.
Waves by Kang Daniel. That was a bop. Kang Daniel, Jamie, I was about to call her Jimin. Jamie and Simon D. And I think the song is an iconic song of 2020. Not Shy Itzy. Like, Shy Itzy. That's just like a 2020 song.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Really is.
Other songs that people have mentioned, Hwasa, Aria, Zico's Any Song, that was everywhere on TikTok.
Yes.
Obviously, Kai's Taemin's Idea, and some mentioned Criminal as well. Black Swan, BTS, and also Naughty by Red Velvet as well.
The ones I got were Monster by Irene and Seulgi, BTS Dynamite. Oh, what else did someone put? Baekhyun's Candy.
Oh, yes.
Lovely.
Forgot about that song. That was 2020. Oh, my days. This year has been the longest and shortest year ever. Anyway, moving on to the more controversial, where arguments may start. Worst song or songs of 2020. Okay. I have this song. I feel like was the worst song of 2020.
Uh-huh.
It is Hyoyeon from Girls' Generation, Dessert. That song was trash. The song was terrible. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to sing it right now. You know what I deserve? Dessert. She's a very talented lady, but that song did absolutely nothing for me. I'm sorry. Shay?
We might be getting dragged together. But it was really hard for me because, yes, we're in the K-pop realm. I don't really listen to everything. So I had to pick Black Mamba by aespa. I wouldn't say it's the worst song of the year. It's just not a song that I would listen to by choice, if that makes sense.
Fair enough.
Like, you listen to it once and then leave it alone. Like, would I say it's the worst song? No, but I just had to go based on, like, anything I didn't really go back to.
That's fair. Don't come for my girl Shay now. Okay, she's been very diplomatic. But for me, that dessert song, trash. Anyway, other songs that... It's terrible. It's terrible. That's good. That means you suppressed it in your memory, but it's at the forefront of my mind. Other songs that people have noticed, okay? Remember, all of these are not our opinion, but I'll let you know what I agree on, okay? Because I'm about that life, okay? So, first song, 100 by Super M. Someone said it was absolute noise.
You know what? In their defense, it would fit perfectly for like a car advert. Tell me I'm wrong.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Yeah, it's not something I'm like, oh, I need to listen to 100. Maybe if you want to go on a really fast drive.
Oh,
you know, you want to pretend you're in Fast and Furious. Maybe.
Don't do that, kids. Drive safe.
But that sounds dangerous. Maybe I shouldn't suggest that. Anyway, Shay, what's on your list?
Once again, these are not our opinions. I will even drop at names if I have to defend myself. But one person said BTS Dynamite.
Yeah, I've got that one as well. Yeah,
they just weren't feeling it. And I don't think it was the worst song of the year, but not really one of those songs I'd listen to by choice. I prefer Black Swan or On.
Good thing you mentioned BTS On, because that's the next one that was on the list. BTS On, someone said, it's the worst song. Now, I don't think it's the worst song of 2020, but that song is not for me.
I don't know, I feel like... Especially like with, or not to try and defend it, but it's like, I don't even have to just explain it. It's kind of like 100 by Super M. It's like, it fits one thing. Like, On is very much like, we're going to go like start a revolt and march somewhere. Enough. Like, it isn't.
Yeah, I can see it in a movie or something. Like, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
But I hate it.
Moving on.
What's on your list, Shay?
This person said Nunanana by Jessie.
Oh, yeah, I got that one as well.
I can understand. Once again, not really love Jessie. We stan.
We stan. But
not my favorite song, no.
But it got her awards, so do your thing, girl. Yes, girl. 2020 was kind of her year, you know.
It really was.
It really was her year. Yeah, I don't hate that song, but it's not something I would go back to. But if it was on, I wouldn't like run out the room or something.
Yeah.
It's like one of those. Next one on my list. It's funny that you mentioned Jessie because this one was featuring Jessie. Oh. It's Dawn featuring Jessie. Diddy Dawn. People weren't feeling that song.
Oh.
Someone said, this is when I was on Clubhouse. someone said, it's a rejected G-Dragon song that was then passed to Psy, but Psy didn't know what to do with it, so he passed it to Dawn. Not my words. Not my words. But it's been said. And now that I hear it, now I've got that picture in my head, that's all I hear. Like, I don't hate that song. I don't think it's the best song.
Yeah.
But
they really painted a picture.
They really did.
Wow.
Well, so you have Shay.
I don't know if this one, I don't remember where I put this, but someone did send me the OST for what was the drama? Itaewon Class, like that OST got really big. I'm sorry, I don't remember the names. I think the guy is actually from PLT, if I remember correctly.
Can you hum it? Because I can't remember that.
Da 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 ha. Da 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 ha. Da da.
Sure. I have no idea what you're singing. Sorry, I'm not a drama person, so like I'm not going to hear OSTs. But sometimes they do float around in the social atmosphere. But no, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm not going to lie, it's not a song I listen to every day, but I wouldn't say it's the worst song. I actually kind of like it.
But it's for a purpose. So I don't know anyone that's listening to... Okay, there's some theme songs you may want to listen to because it's a bop here, but
yeah.
In the whole theme song realm, you don't go, oh, let me listen to that EastEnders theme tune. Feeling some EastEnders theme. But you don't, do you? Another one that was on my list was Blackpink, Lovesick Girls.
Oh.
Not feeling that. People weren't feeling that. I can't remember what was said. I didn't note this one down. But a lot was said about that song. They weren't feeling it. I didn't really care for the song, so to be honest.
Can't say I went back and listened to it again.
Yeah, me either. No.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any more on your list?
My list is finished. So
okay, I have one more. The last one, because you said no, 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 no already. But the last one is Got Seven, Not By The Moon.
Oh, that's not a bad song.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad song either. So yeah, in conclusion, the worst song is Dessert. I think that's the only one that's worthy. I feel like everything else has its own pocket. Doesn't mean I would necessarily go back and listen to it. But I think a close second after the great image that someone painted for me may have to be that Did You Dawn song, because now that image is stuck in my head and I'm like, you know what, you kind of have a point.
Yeah, when you paint the picture. Oh, God.
Yeah, it was a beautiful picture. Shout out to you. And last but not least, we're going to talk about our memorable / craziest K-pop moments of 2020. So mine is one that we lived together, Shay. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe it was this year. That Super M concert. Can you believe?
Why did I forget about it?
You didn't think it was this year, did you?
No, it feels like ages.
Exactly. It was this year.
Oh, wow.
Probably the last one we're ever going to see.
Don't say
in
that.
A while.
I need to see live, okay?
I don't know if that's going to happen. You might see it on live stream.
Just out here crushing dreams.
I'm sorry. I'm just keeping it real.
Oh, my God.
But yes, that was a fantastic experience. A
beautiful moment. Shout out to Virgin for that.
Yeah, shout out to you. What was yours, Shay?
One of my most memorable / crazy moments, and another person also sent this in for us, but the fact that Chen had a baby and got married in like a week. Oh my God,
that was this year. Oh my days. This year's been wild. I forgot about that. Oh my gosh.
Yes, that's one of them. And another crazy and memorable moment that this person sent in, that another person sent in, was the whole Chanyeol situation. Y'all know if you know. And also
the whole
island show.
Oh my God, this year's been mad. I completely forgot about that. Oh my God.
You were like, yeah, it's been kind of quiet, cute. Like, no.
This year's been long, you know. This year's been an actual year. I have some from like other people.
Uh-huh.
It's just like a quick list, so don't worry. The dolphin song.
Dolphin Cult, yes. You know what? Sorry, on that topic, I fully thought that was Subin's song. I didn't realize that was Oh My Girls.
Yeah.
Subin, he ate it up and he left no crumbs. It is his song. I'm sorry.
It's his song now.
It really is.
I'm sorry, Oh My Girl. I'm really sorry. But get your checks, boo. Another iconic moment, The Wannabe Shoulders by Rugin. ITZY.
Oh, yes.
We're dancing right now. You can't see.
Well, this one's kind of recent.
Okay.
But, like, when I say recent, I mean, like, this morning when I woke up.
Okay. Still 2020.
So, obviously, idols have been doing, like, the FaceTime fan meets with fans and all that. So Bam Bam had a FaceTime fan meet situation with this black fan. And like they were talking, he was being his light skinned self. And he was like, oh, like you look good. And she was like, oh, thank you. You look good too. And he was like, you look sexy.
Oh.
The whole internet. Like, I'm surprised it hasn't reached you yet.
Bam Bam, shoot your shot.
He was shooting his shot. But unfortunately, like some people wasn't like, some people wasn't in support of this girl. Like she doesn't.
They're haters. Girl, whoever you are, stay sexy.
Yes, stay sexy.
Our next moment is Lisa's dance on Knowing Bros, that funny one.
Yes.
Just, I kept seeing that all the time. Someone said Drake is God's Menu was a memorable time, especially
Hyunjin this year in general.
Yes, long hair.
Yes.
Feeling his oats.
Very ethereal.
Very iconic line. Hey, Dawn, what's going on? From Diddy Dawn, Jessie's line. Yes. Just BTS from performing at the Grammys to their first Billboard to be nominated for a Grammy. The choreography to Red Velvet's Naughty. Someone said, it's it! That just line, iconic. The fact that NCT grew more members, as you mentioned before. Lisa on Youth With You. And her iconic, why are you not smiling? Well, don't say sorry to me, say sorry to your friends. And last but not least, which is quite recent, everyone's simping over Kai's backup dancers. I feel like they have more fan cams than he does at this point.
They really do. I agree. Them on Instagram, so.
I'm dead. But again, guys, if there's any more memorable / crazy moments of 2020, then come and chat with us on socials. And we will agree or disagree or whatever, all them good things. But yeah, before we end, Shay, what would you like to see in K-pop next year? Like, what would you like to see more of?
Kai.
I'm done.
With a full stop at the end, that's one statement. And then I just Shotaro in general, because I don't know, I just really love that kid.
I know you do.
He's out here doing the do's. He's really cool. I think they had like a concert the other day. And for some reason, unfortunately, Taeyong wasn't well. I think he got injured or something before it. So Shotaro had to fill in for him. And I'm so proud. That's what I have to say.
He's growing. Your child is growing.
I know.
For me, I want more bops.
Mm-hmm.
I want more individuality, okay? Like, mm-hmm. I need my groups to stand out. Like, you're all beautiful, you're all talented, but I'm scared that, as we mentioned last week, there's this whole, not even just girl groups, every group, they're kind of merging into one. Maybe I'm just getting old, I don't know. Because we're like, no, they're different. But styling-wise, no. I want fierce choreography for our girlies, because they know how to stomp, they know how to do the moves, okay? That's my wish for 2021. And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember, guys, that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, requests, dilemmas, or stories to howyouat@gmail.com or at us on social media.
Yes, and I have been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram at kpopbox_.
And she makes the static, so you can get the tea before.
Yeah, it's coming back next year.
And I'm Shay, and I've been Shay from the K-Way. You guys can follow me on Instagram at @theKway_100 or just the K-Way on YouTube.
Yes, and until next year, we will
holla at you.
Bye.